Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video, content, and social media to scale our relationships and revenue. A mind blade, this ain't no phase, no longer grazing in this field I once laid. Well, I wanna taste, let go of haste, blood in the water, oh, I will not hesitate, because well, I'm an animal, I'm on my belly full, I will not go to my grave with this inside of me. Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 36 of Scale Your Charisma. I have one question for you today. Are you videogenic? What does that mean? Well, let's start with a story. So I was working with our social media team last week, and Facebook came out with its news around image ads and the percent of text coverage that an image ad could have. So sitting with the social media team, I said, all right, this is, you know, good news. We need to share this with our clients. Who wants to write a blog post? And basically everyone looked down, oh, I'm busy, I have client work, I have deadlines. And I thought, there's really no one that can quickly spin up a post like within the next hour. I said, let's just fire up a quick video. Why not just fire up a quick Facebook Live session and talk about it? And one of my colleagues said something really cool. She said, but I'm not videogenic. And we all got a big kick out of that. And of course, my response was, well, that doesn't matter. You're authentic. You're an expert. You really know what you're talking about. You have such high credibility. Why would you not want to do video? So that's the interesting question as far as being videogenic. And do you have to be polished like a news reporter, or does authenticity really matter most? And are we really focused on substance over style? So specifically, what does it mean to you and this audience? You know, video is really taking hold as a communication strategy. All of the social media platforms, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, their big play is in video communications. So look, I'll bet any of you on that listen to this podcast, you know, we'll like shake on it, we'll meet somewhere and shake on it, that flat text-based email will be a thing of the past in the next 18 months, very near term. And that video communications will really take hold given our opportunity with bandwidth and how quick and easy it is to spin up a quick video session. So it's really critical to get good and proficient at video right now. And not only is it because of the trend and where it's going and all the investment in social media around video, but even more importantly, it's just a great way to connect with your prospects and customers, and it's a great way to build trust and credibility a lot faster. And it's a great way to give people that you don't see all too often just a good sense of your personality and what you're like to work with. And the bottom line, it's you move beyond that position of a superficial person on the end of an email or on the other end of the phone call, and someone really gets a sense for who you are and what you think. And once again, you don't have to be polished. You don't have to be slick. You don't have to have like Fox News quality reporting. We're not Waters World, right? For any of you fans of Waters out there, it's literally just be real, be authentic, share your knowledge and expertise, and you will develop great relationships in a very scalable way. So the question is, how do you get started? Video is critical. It's growing fast, it's an important communications method, and for those that jump on right now, you'll have the advantage. So, of course, we have our formidable guide to a YouTube channel, and happy to share that with you, but even Facebook Live video best practices, the best way to practice on video and play with the lighting and play with just different settings, is to just do some several live, short live sessions. So if you want a guide on how to do a Facebook Live video session, just send me an email. Send me an email to my personal blog. It's jeff@publishorperish.fm, as in Frank Mary, and I'll happily share that with you. Otherwise, I strongly encourage you in the next 30 days to shoot 2 videos and just start building that great video content repository, because it's going to be really important and you might as well just get started now, because of course video communications and video marketing, it's here and it's already coming on strong, and for those that jump on now, you'll have the advantage. So as always, please tweet me up if you have any questions or comments, and of course, we can't leave this episode without saying, I hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Cheers. Well, I'm an animal and I can feel the pull.